Hi there, and welcome to the St Ninian's Community Church podcast Reflections for Lent. My name's Jacob, and I'm going to be taking you through the reading for today, which comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. It says this: Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. For me, this passage is really just all about how do we approach God, be that through worship, through prayer, or just spending time with him in general. I've tried to pick out three factors which I think this passage is trying to tell us about how do we exactly approach God. The first is this, and it's what the tax collector does perfectly and what Jesus tries to highlight. He recognises that whatever he might do, whatever job he might have, the amount of money he might have in the bank, or all the fancy fasting that the Pharisee does, or giving money to the temple, or all of that, none of that will make him righteous enough to be able to look eye to eye to God. None of that will raise him up in a way that God will find favour with him. Of course, God has favour with us all, but I hope you know what I mean, in the sense that he recognised that he sins, and he recognised that God could just decide not to forgive him. He is only able to pray to God in the first place out of God's mercy. But I guess another side of that that we know is true, we can still go in confidence. Hello, silly story from my primary school days, is that it's quite a short one. I remember just sitting outside the head teacher's office. You all know from your school days, I'd imagine, that that's quite a terrifying thing. You don't know what they're going to say. You don't know what's going to happen. So I was sitting outside in the seats, quite nervous. And once I came in, I found out completely the opposite to what I was expecting, that I'd been given a place in the pupil council. It might sound a silly story, but it came to my mind because I think it applies to this situation as well, that sometimes we might think when we go to pray with God or spend time with him that he's just going to give us into trouble and say, look, before you can actually talk to me, you really got to get this sorted out. You really got to stop going to the casino. Come on. You got to stop drinking so much. Please stop swearing to your wife so much. Then I'll see if I can squeeze you in. Nah, God's not like that. We can go on the confidence that we're going to receive his grace and his mercy. We can walk knowing that when we go to pray with God, he will give us the forgiveness that we want and need so badly. Hebrews chapter 4 says this right at the end of the chapter. It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In that passage, it does say the word grace twice. So I looked it up in the dictionary, and it made me smile that in Christian belief has its own little definition. The fourth one, it says, the unmerited favour of God, a divine saving and strengthening influence. I just think that's great. The unmerited favour of God. We don't deserve it, but we still get it. The favour of God, not just mercy, not just him putting up with us, the favour with God. But the grace that's offered here is the key word, offered. We still do have the choice to accept it or reject it, which obviously I hope some of you would accept it, but we might not be accepting it and not realise it. Because if we go to God, repent and pour out our heart, he's like, yep, it's all right, I don't mind, and we're all forgiven. We might still go on thinking that we can't, and we're not all good with God. We still cannot talk to him the way that we used to, that we still haven't been forgiven. Part of approaching God is recognising that we are forgiven. So hopefully at some point in during Lent, or today if you can, you can squeeze in the time to approach God in that way. It's the attitude that we recognise that we don't deserve the love of God, although we can still go in confidence and receive the grace of God that we know we can have. And when that grace comes, we should accept it with open arms, even that, and realise that the forgiveness of God has no conditions. Let's pray. Lord, we really do thank you for that grace. Thank you for that mercy that was given to us at Easter time on the cross. We thank you that we can approach you because of that Easter, and that we can come and talk and pray with you, Lord. We pray that you help us to recognise what a privilege that is. Recognise that we are not greater than anyone else, because we can do that. That everyone has the ability to talk to God. We thank you for the confidence we can go and talk with you in, the confidence that we know that you will give us grace, you will show us mercy and love. And we pray that you help us to recognize that no matter what we've done, we can accept the grace, that we can accept it with open arms. So as we go into this week, Lord, we pray that you bless us and watch over us in all that we do. Amen.